This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Paris. The leader of a Russian paramilitary group has ended his historic challenge to President Vladimir Putin's rule. CBS News correspondent Tom Foti reports.
Security measures remained in place early Sunday morning in Moscow, including highway restrictions, a day after a mercenary army previously allied with Russia appeared to mutiny and started a march on the Russian capital, only to stop and go the other way with its leader going to who knows where. All this did not come as a surprise to U.S. intelligence, with hints of it disclosed to congressional leaders last week.
And the leader will head to Belarus as part of an exile deal. Charges against him have been dropped. The group's fighters will not be prosecuted. This weekend marks 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned the landmark abortion ruling Roe v. Wade. CBS's Michael George has more on the after effects.
Dr. Kylie Cooper moved out of Idaho. She says she can't provide adequate care for women under restrictive abortion laws.
We are no longer able to provide the standard of care, the most evidence-based medicine for certain pregnancy complications because it was deemed illegal.
A CBS News poll found 57% of Americans view overturning Roe v. Wade as bad for the country.
Lexington, Kentucky held its annual Pride Festival. WKYT-TV reporter Julia Sandor was there.
After a legislative session that passed anti-LGBTQ legislation, many people say it's more important than ever for their voices to be heard.
It shouldn't be this big of a fight for somebody to just have what's right and what's equal.
Three police officers in San Antonio, Texas, are charged with murder following the fatal shooting of a 46-year-old woman. Ananda Tomas is with Act for SA, an organization that holds police officers accountable.
We have mental health crisis response programs, and I'm just wondering why they hadn't been called to respond to the scene, because it led to a deadly escalation.
Also in Texas, controversy has enveloped an annual summertime festival.
Organizers of next month's annual Peach Festival in Weatherford, Texas, have rejected the sponsorship offered by a local drug recovery center. It had planned to distribute free samples of Narcan, a drug used to revive fentanyl overdose victims. Robert Ashford is founder of the Unity Drug Recovery Center in Weatherford, Texas.
It raised some red flags, and specifically that the work that we were doing in harm reduction and peer support and distributing naloxone was not aligned with their family values and vision for the Peach Festival.
Jim Crisula reporting. The Parker County Peach Festival will be held July 8th. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. For many years, Wisconsin communities have had to do more with less money. That will change with the state's new shared revenue plan. Mike Moen reports.
This week, Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan agreement that includes what his office says is a 20% increase in state financial support to cities of all sizes. Menominee Mayor Randy Kanak says the aid will help. While his city of 16,000 has been able to keep a balanced budget in recent years, he says the costs are piling up, including health care plans for city staff. And that's not all.
Our streets and our roads really got beat up this last winter, so we're trying to fill potholes and maintain our streets. And then, of course, having a university here, you know, having to have extra fire protection with the additional cost of ambulances and so forth.
While the agreement is bipartisan, it has been criticized on both sides for adding provisions beyond the local government funding. Kanak says cities like Menominee don't always have a stronger voice at the Capitol. He feels there's a need to recognize the detailed efforts to stay economically viable, which can help the rest of the state.
What we have been fortunate to do is we were able to capitalize on our industrial and tech parks and other parts of the community, where we were able to capitalize 100% of the taxation funds to build the infrastructure for more business coming in.
Still, he says the rising costs can't be ignored. Kanak says even though the extra aid will reduce some of the budget headaches, municipalities will likely have to keep balancing their needs to keep taxes from rising too much while trying to provide services for residents. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Watts, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Watts today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The depth.
Coming to
understand myself.
If it's 8 o'clock
clear
Saturday
out
morning,
the old cobwebs.
It's time this week in Waukesha.
Clear out the old books from
I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw, and living that suffragette heritage are two very good friends of mine. We're pleased to have back, I call myself Downtown Donnie Brown, but this is Downtown Alicia Halbenslaben, the right honorable, gentle lady and alder of the 11th District. So just like Hunger Games, right? You do the sign.
You do the sign.
That's right. Yes. So, and also, we're also joined by a very dear friend of many years. Our sons used to play baseball together. And unfortunately, she's here for less pleasant business. But this is local accounting, finance professional, and just all-around great neighbor, Wendy Althon. Hello, Wendy. How are you?
Hi. I'm great.
Terrific. Well, I'm really glad you reached out to me on LinkedIn. I'm a big promoter of LinkedIn. About an issue she had. So Wendy lives, without giving addresses or names away, she lives on the border of our beloved city of Waukesha and the breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha. And, talk about some issues we're having with your neighbor here.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood
that's been impacted. Yeah, absolutely. So I work full time and my job has been work from home since COVID. And I spend a lot of time outside with my family and my dogs, and as do a lot of my neighbors. And the village of Waukesha has outdoor fire ordinance that is different from ours in the city of Waukesha. And when the burning is happening, whether it's leaves or tree brush, it creates a lot of noxious odor yeah. and smoke, and it can settle in the neighborhood for sometimes days at a time, and it just makes it very difficult to be outside at all.
Sure, and I can sympathize because we lived in Brookfield for a couple years, and Brookfield does not do leaf pickup. So how do neighbors dispose of their leaves throughout that city? Right. They burn them, and those were the devices we were left to, and you could just smell the toxins. It just, right. Yeah, it was just, and that's why I believe it's banned in the city of Waukesha. Is that getting?
That is correct, yep. Yes.
So, but... So you reached out to me because at the time it didn't seem like you had much recourse.
Correct.
And you did. You are in District 7, which is you reached out to Alderman Daniel Mannion, my former yep. colleague and good friend. And what's been the response so far? What's been the updates since we first communicated?
Well, I have personally asked people to stop burning, which, of course, they're not doing. So, of course, that's why I turned to Daniel, my alderman, and he sent me from the village website the outdoor fire ordinance, which includes things like the fire must be attended at all times. It's only allowed during daylight hours, and that it must be a safe distance from property line and structures, which mm-hmm. also I don't know if this is being followed. I don't know right. if there has been a permit issued.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these are really safe conditions. You know, it's been very dry lately, and I don't know if dry conditions are a factor there.
And it sounds as if it's still not speaking to maybe the bigger issue is the nuisance and the potential toxins in the air that impact your side of the border.
Right. And even in the regulations here, number 9 says to be considerate of your neighbors when burning so as not to create a public nuisance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have some recourse there. The next step is because my fear is if you reach out to the village of Waukesha, they say, well, you don't live here, so I'm not going to help you talk to your alderman.
Correct.
And so... Alicia, Alder, help and say what recourse does she have from this point on, or what's the strategy here?
So unfortunately, I don't think there is a great course of action. I hate to say that to you, but even just looking at this ordinance, it's written in a way that's pretty vague, right? Mm-hmm. So it says, you know, be aware of weather conditions. What weather conditions? And in what weather conditions can you not burn, right? I would think that air quality, for instance, we have some of the worst air quality currently in the state of Wisconsin right now because of the wildfires in Canada. So adding to that is terrible. Right. Sure. I would think that's relevant, but it doesn't say that here. Mm-hmm. This isn't written in a way that points to this is okay and this is not. And so anybody could easily say, well, it rained last week, or it's going to rain later this week, so it's probably fine. There isn't anything specific enough to say you definitely can or you definitely can't.
Sure.
So the easy interpretation for your nearby neighbor is to say, it seems fine to me, and that's it.
Sure.
And so you could call the village. They might send somebody. They might not.
Okay.
We don't really have a whole lot of control there, unfortunately.
And this is, and that's why I wanted to have Wendy on the show and talk, because this is just one of a myriad of issues now that we have the formation of the breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha. And but before we continue the dialogue, we do have a caller from the farmer's market, our good friend, and thanks, Anastasia, our faithful engineer. How could I forget to introduce her? I missed you last week, although Calvin did a great job stepping in. But I hope it was worth it, you missing work. But no, I'm just kidding.
You know, I will say it was. I attended my first ever Lord of the Rings-themed wedding.
I think I heard about
that. So I think it was worth it. But with that, I'll give you your good friend, Johnny.
All right, but we might have you on the show another day to talk about that. So, hey, Johnny, how are things at the farmer's market?
They are beautiful, Don. I'll tell you what a great sunny day. I'm telling you, dude, the strawberries are in. They're all over the place. There's several vendors that just got rows and rows of strawberries. The line at the mushroom thing is down a little bit, so you still might have some.
I might have to get them.
Get there later on today.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we got really lucky with the strawberries. I mean, they're all over the place. So if you're in the mood for strawberries, please come on down and get some. And Don, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Sam, from Buzzy Bees Honey. He does a great job with honey. He's got a variety of different things. Say hello to Sam for me.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing today, Don?
I am great. So you're the honey guy there at the farmer's market.
Yes, I am the honey guy here at the farmer's market.
I love it. Hey, Sam, I have to ask, have you ever made mead, or have you ever sold honey to a winemaker that makes mead? And for those of you,
so I have not done the.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I haven't done the mead myself, but to a lot of people that like to venture off into making the mead.
Nice, because I want to make some. My father-in-law is a winemaker in his home, and he's done some great things. I'm trying to get him on mead, so we may have to have a conversation, Sam, real soon on that. So mead was a traditional, it was a drink of the High Kings of Ireland, and it was drunk. Traditionally, you drank it on your wedding night, hence the term honeymoon. So, and there's more to the story, but decorum may prohibit. But anyway, Sam, I really appreciate you sharing and another great offering there at our wonderful farmer's market. If you could put Johnny back on, and I look forward to meeting you very soon, Sam. I'm going to try to make it over there today if the baseball schedule allows.
Thank you there, Don, and try to enjoy the rest of your happy Saturday.
You too. What a beautiful day. Johnny, on the spot.
Don, you there?
I am there. So, hey, so make sure when we talk again that you get Adra Kusnerova on from Alaska Fresh, because she's got a story to tell and so many great stories. and some wonderful product they get.
Yeah, sure, I'll walk over there and get her on at 8:35. I will, okay?
I really appreciate it. Johnny, thanks for all you do, and looking forward to catching up with you later on in the show. Johnny Watermelon, folks.
Okay,
see ya!
Sounds great.
See ya! All right, Johnny Watermelon. So now back again to this less pleasant issue of foreign relations, as we now call them, with the village of Waukesha. And, you know, the bigger issue was not long ago, it was once called the town of Waukesha, which I remember from my time in the council, existed really in the form and really around the state. Towns exist for bigger bodies like cities to annex them as needed, or as and someone owning property in a town had that flexibility, had that benefit of selling their property to a city if they could, especially in bad market conditions. You know, that was a real benefit. Unfortunately, the town wanted to become a village based on a what is now a expired statute, but they got it in on time, state law that pertained to a small town in Dane County. And when they framed this, they thought that it was just going to be unique to this county and be a one-off. But unfortunately, it had precedent throughout the state. And again, I was on the council, and I in closed session had approved this, the city moving forward to fight this, because we're a landlocked city and our only potential for growth was through that land in the town. Unfortunately, that's no longer a possibility. I know, is there continuing litigation from the city on that to fight the town status, to your knowledge, Alicia?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. But it, you know, that doesn't mean that it wouldn't come back up again.
Sure.
It has obviously caused, you know, the landlock issue is a huge problem, right? So from an expansion perspective, if we want to continue to provide the same resources to everyone throughout the city,
sure,
the only way we can increase the tax base now is to build up rather than out.
Yes.
And so when people are asking, why are there so many apartment buildings? Why are we building such tall buildings? Well, it's because we can't build out anymore. And that's because of the village of Waukesha.
Yes. And so, you know, again, I'm exercising bias here, and I was on the council at the time, but there was a certain amount of criteria they had to satisfy. And we thought it was an impossibility that they weren't able to get all 3 to 5, whatever they were. One of them was they had to have an established sanitation district, which they had a water main break a few years ago. And the city of Waukesha, being good neighbors, decided to send our people in there and save the day and fix it. Now that's what they're calling their sanitation district.
Right.
Another thing was that there needed to be county approval, and county usually doesn't step in on that. But because, and again, I was on the council, we had voted to reserve our right to historic status in preserving the Moredowns property. The county felt it was in their best interest to retaliate. In fact, when they finally did get that lifted, that was a statement someone had the gall to say, was that, well, one of the reasons you lost, you know, to the now the village is because you didn't go alongside with us on the, so just bad politics. And I have no problems saying that. So in the minute we have left before the first break, you know, let's say, because you came in after the fact, but what are your feelings now, or what's,
I mean, I would say that, you know, sort of the briefing that I got about a year ago is that it has caused nothing but headaches, right? Because we have to think about ways in which we can increase the tax base, like I was saying. And so we have to get creative, and we have to think about, you know, renovating properties. And what that means, too, is when we're redeveloping, we have to provide maybe some incentives for businesses to come in. So,
there we go.
You know, that gets
let's
difficult.
Put a pin in that. When we come back from the break, more with Alder Alicia Halbin-Slavin and Wendy Alton on neighbor relations with the village. This week, Waukesha continues. We're taking your calls 844-967-2789. Don't go away.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com. Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, we're back in this week in Waukesha, and that is Espresso Love, the first song on what is arguably one of the greatest albums of all time, Dire Straits Making Movies from 1980. If Pat Kreitlow from Up North News was listening, he'd be very proud. His show always has a This Day in History segment. Includes pop, great pop music, trivia or findings. And so if you're listening, Pat, that one's for you. But the reason I played that song is there's another iconic song on that album, probably the most popular song from the album, called Skate Away, or as most people know, is Roller Girl. And so the reason I've played that, and a big shout out to Brenda Schaefer, longtime Waukesha native, for pointing this to my attention, is Skateland here in Waukesha is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And on July 15th, they're going to have a big celebration for that. And it's going to include from 12:30 to 3 kids and families, a teen party from 6:30 to 9:30. And get this, a summer jam shuffle skate for the big kids from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So congratulations to Steve Laufer, a second-generation skate theme experience owner. His parents had one in West Bend, and they wanted to expand. And 1973, we have this beloved Waukesha treasure. So congrats to them. And you know, they're talking about, I was reading the article, I think it was in the Freeman or GM Today, and they'd mentioned that they had, in the disco boom, it was big, and then skate rinks had kind of gone downhill, and then the rollerblade trend brought it back up again, and it continues to have a great following, and so that's neat. But I, just for the record, I was a disco king in my town. Man, I used to clear the floor, believe it or not, downtown Donnie Brown, and I had the long collars, and yeah. Anyway, showing my age here. So, but anyway, we want to get back right away because I think we're expecting. Oh, he's already here. We're going to cut away real quick on a neighbor relations issue. Bo, are you on the phone?
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, great. This is Bo Blask, the owner, the new owner of Mia's, doing some great things there. Maybe one of the youngest business owners in downtown Waukesha. And I appreciate you calling in. We've had a lot of construction We've had a lot of construction in downtown Waukesha. I just want to get a brief, you know, feel. How has this impacted your business, if at all?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, construction is kind of the bane of everybody's existence. You know, it's both, you know, necessary and a challenge for everybody. You know, I came into Mia's with the anticipation that construction was already being done. So that was already a challenge right off the bat that we had to kind of tackle because it was being blocked off on, from what I remember, was a little bit of St. Paul all the way to there was some Main Street blockage, and then again on even all the way to Clinton, if I remember correctly. And while that didn't necessarily affect our egress or a way for customers to get to our door, it does make a challenge for patrons to just come into Waukesha, which makes it a really big deal because if you know people can't come into Waukesha, you lose out on that foot traffic.
People's perceptions are those realities. So yeah, even though it doesn't come down your street, they see that and that can be a deterrent. But it is Friday Night Live, though, is kind of like a nice panacea for that because you get a lot of that pedestrian traffic. That's got to help.
Yeah, I seem to have dodged a bullet this time for at least construction on Friday Night Live. So in that regard, it's helped me. But, you know, it's really about staying informed with, you know, your city and knowing when those closures are happening and then kind of having a plan in place on what to do when that
Sounds
happens. Because inevitably it will happen.
Okay. So, and Bo, I have Alder Alicia Halbenslaven here. Alicia, is that in your district?
Yes.
It is. So, but so you guys should definitely connect or if you are having any issues. And then also, is there any projections? Because I know I've lived this. Construction schedules are very hard to stick by. And but is there any projections from the city in terms of when that is supposed to be completed?
Yeah. So the anticipation is that we'll be done, for the most part, at least, by the end of this month. So less than a week away, which is good news. One of the things that we also were able to do with the Broadway construction that you've seen at the, you know, sort of through the spring and early summer here is lay some of the foundational aspects of the memorial that's going to be going at the Five Points for the parade memorial.
Nice.
Which you can still donate to. We're still raising money for that and
Thanks
for the
for
larger
raising
memorial.
The attention to that. So that's really neat.
So that will be done. And that is actually the last phase of this downtown construction that we've been dealing with.
Sounds great. Cool. Hey, Bo, thanks for calling. My other guest here is Wendy Alton, who I, a good friend I haven't seen in a long time. And Melissa and I are going to have to get Wendy and Justin. We'll have to head out over to Mia's one of these days so we can reconnect. And I want to have you on the show sometime very soon. So thanks so much for the call, and we'll catch up soon, okay? All right, Bo. See
you. Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
You too. So back to neighbor relations. And in the 2.5 minutes we have before the next break, I'd love for Wendy to take a lead on some of the homework she's done on the impacts. Go ahead, Wendy. You've really done a lot of great homework here.
Yeah. So I just thought that I would take a look at what research might be out there about wood burning, and it turns out there's quite a bit on the American Lung Association website about the emissions that are created, and the two most harmful are carbon monoxide, which we all know we have carbon monoxide testers in our homes now, so if it's increasing outdoors, it can also be increasing indoors. Wow. That can cause things like headaches, nausea, dizziness, things like that. And also nitrogen oxides are produced, which can cause harm indoors and outdoors as well.
Sure.
It creates particle pollution that can worsen coughing and wheezing. It can actually, there's a study that warns it can cause asthma in children.
Ugh.
And we have a park a block away where kids are always outside playing.
And that burning spreads.
Riding bikes in our neighborhood. Yeah, it settles in the neighborhood for sometimes days at a time, when it's just difficult to be outside for any length of time and be out walking or riding bikes and playing. And it's really a health concern, I think.
Sure. So when we come back from the break, Wendy's going to continue talking about a conversation she had with the fire department, as well as some other important metrics that we should be paying attention to here, especially those living in the borderland between City of Waukesha and the Village of Waukesha. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues with Wendy Alton and Alder Alicia Halbenslaven. Do not go away. So much to talk about. And rare for me, we're taking your calls, 847-967-2789, if you would like to speak to this issue or if you've been impacted by some of these neighbor relations with the Breakaway Republic of the Village of Waukesha. Do not go away.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. An uprising against Russian President Vladimir Putin has been quickly squashed. CBS News correspondent Tom Foti reports.
Vladimir Putin's greatest crisis as strongman of Russia was apparently defused as his one-time buddy turned private army commander left the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don for parts unknown, supposedly in Belarus.
Charges have been dropped against the leader, and his fighters will not be prosecuted. The rebellion does illuminate vulnerabilities among Russian forces who are easily dominated. It's been 1 year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. CBS's Michael George.
26 states have banned or limited access to abortion since the Dobbs decision. 16 have strengthened the right to an abortion. 8 have a mix of restrictions and protections.
Lexington, Kentucky celebrated Pride Month.
I'm allowed to be who I am. I'm a human being. I'm allowed to be on this planet just like everyone else.
CBS News Brief. I'm Wendy Gillette.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday. Day to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and this is another classic song, Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development. Great song about a homeless man, and I thought of it because this week I was in the news on a couple occasions, and thanks to Alicia Halbenslaven in part, I was appointed on Tuesday night at the city council meeting to the Cemeteries Commission, and so proud to be serving our city in some capacity again. And I know there's some other appointees that Alicia may mention later, but the other great news was I had the honor of being the master of ceremonies on Wednesday night at Tuscan Hall in a celebration of Karen Treadwell, who will be retiring from her post after 26 years of faithful service to the food pantry of Waukesha County. And big shout out to Amanda Medina Roddy and her catering team for, again, knocking your socks off service there.
Always great
for the
there.
Event. Yes, yes. And Amanda and her husband, Eric, also volunteer on Saturday mornings for the food pantry, delivering meals to homes. And so I mentioned Mr. Wendell is about a homeless man, but you don't have to be homeless to suffer from food insecurity issues. And from my experiences with the pantry, I've seen that firsthand. These are everyday people like us that with the rising cost of everything and some of the other issues going on. And it's, you know, I believe, as you know, Dr. King said, that everyone has a right to 3 meals a day for their bodies, along with education and culture for their minds and freedom, dignity, and equality for their spirits. And nobody lived that mantra. Nobody has, in my experience, more so than Karen Treadwell. So so grateful for her service and so grateful to have been a part of that ceremony. She was also honored with proclamations from Waukesha County, with County Executive Paul Farrow was there. And from the City of Waukesha, Mayor Sean Wiley was there. So it was really neat. Other luminaries included Justice Ralph Ramirez also came to show his appreciation and support. And so it really was. And so many others, former Alderman Steve Johnson was there as well. And so it was just neat to see so many great people honoring a real, you talk about servant leader, real champion for those in need, delivering thousands of meals, millions of pounds of food to those in need. And for even like celebrations like birthday parties and holidays, the food pantry's been there for so many families. And so it's really, that was really a great night. So anyway, we are back. And is Johnny on the line yet there? Okay, that's
not
fine.
Yet.
So we want to continue with Wendy, because you said you then had a conversation with the fire department for the village. And what did they say?
Right. So I walked in and I just asked to speak to the fire department and asked if they had any concerns about this burning that was going on, because it had been so dry. And as we know, that's how wildfires can start. If, you know, a spark could go up into the trees, it could, you know, start a fire that could spread throughout the neighborhood. So I was concerned for, you know, damage to my property as well. And so the fire, I think the assistant fire chief was or the deputy chief was called and said that there was no burn ban issued for that particular day. So that led me to believe that they do issue particular burn bans on, you know, certain days where, like today, perhaps, where we've had several days of no rain, it's very dry, it could be windy, those kind of conditions that would create a runaway wildfire situation. But how would anyone know that there was a burn ban issued? How was that communicated to anyone?
Right. Especially, yeah, in the village and really throughout. I mean, I don't know if they have much on social media or I didn't have much success.
As far as I know, the village does not have nearly as robust of a social media presence as the city. When the city does issue burn bans, that is put out on social media. I do want to give a shout out to the social media team for the city on this one, by the way. They've done a really great job in helping to communicate a variety of things out to people. You know, there are city newsletters, right? But we get a lot of mail. We get a lot of email. So that stuff is sometimes easily lost.
Yep.
So those social media posts are really helpful. Sure. But not all municipalities have them. And I don't think that the village does. But I could be wrong.
Yep. So I read the number off a little too fast as we were going to the break, because there's some people want to call in. I just got a text. It's 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. And speaking of callers, Johnny's back from the farmer's market with an update. Johnny, are you there?
I am, John. Good morning. How are you?
We are fantastic. Since we last spoke 20, 30 minutes ago. But anyway, what's going on?
I just heard a little hot piece of news there, and maybe you could give me a little intel. I heard that there's something big going on in Russia this morning. There's like a little revolt going on with like the defense minister or something. You got any hot news on that, or are we still kind of gathering data on that?
Still gathering data, and you know, as you know, I'm Waukesha focused, so this is the first time I'm hearing it. Appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, it was. I just heard that while I was walking over to our friends over at Alaska Fresh.
And they would know. Sure. Are they there? Do you have Adra with you?
I mean, it was just like, yeah, I'm standing right here with Adra. She wants to say hi to you.
Please.
And tell you a little bit about what they're all about. So here you go, Don. Say hi.
Sounds great. Hello, Adra. Great to see you again. Adra?
Hi, Don.
Hey. Great to see you on Wednesday, and thanks again for inviting me. Adra and I both serve on the board of the Waukesha County Food Pantry. And or food pantry serving Waukesha County, and it really was a wonderful night. And thanks so much for for all that you do in that capacity. But what's going on at Alaska Fresh there this morning?
It is a really exciting day here because we finally have our Copper River sockeye salmon, which is the filet mignon of all wild salmon.
Wow.
The wild Alaskan salmon world. And it was just flown in from Alaska on Tuesday. And so customers who pre-ordered are coming to pick up their pre-orders. And we also have individual fillets on sale. And it's redder than the fishermen have seen in a lot of years. It's just beautiful quality this year.
I love it. Thanks. If there's one reason to go to the farmer's market, yep. And Wendy Alton here has got a big smile on her face, so she may be heading over there soon after the show.
Okay.
So,
yeah. We're ready for you, Wendy.
Sounds great. And what else is going on there that you can see? I know it's kind of a big question.
Across from us, we have Katrina Cafe. I've been wanting to try their coffee. There's a lot of produce this week. There's kale, radishes, strawberries. You don't have to go all the way to
I was looking for the kale. Now it's here. Festival. Okay. Great.
Yeah, kale. I see kohlrabi, rhubarb. There's beautiful flowers. You can get your knife sharpened.
Nice.
There's spring onions. And this is the first week of the market where all of the vendors are here now. So it's like the first full week of the market. And it's still nice and cool.
Oh, good. I love it.
So, and there's a nice breeze.
That's great. Well, terrific. Well, I appreciate you coming out because I know you have farmers markets in other cities. And I'm so glad that you're finally here in Waukesha. This is your first summer and that it's going well. And I hope I can get there in time.
Yes, we're so happy to be here.
Sounds great. Adria, thanks so much. And look forward to talking to you more about responsible seafood. We're both members of the Center for Responsible Seafood and great solutions for a healthier planet with healthier people. So thanks again. And if you could put Johnny on, that'd be terrific.
Okay. Thanks, Don. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. See you soon. Johnny.
Hey, brother.
All right. Well, hey, speaking of fish, we've got more fish to fry here back at the studio, but want to thank you for calling in and for the updates, and we'll be catching up with you very soon.
It is my pleasure, and thank you for your time. I tell you what, the best fish is right here.
So sounds great.
Down to the Waukesha
Alaska Fresh. All right. Thanks again, Johnny. See ya.
Thanks, Anastasia. Okay, right, see ya.
So as Adria said, if the sockeye salmon is the filet mignon of fish, James Santel just walked in as the filet mignon of lawyers, and Morning Cannolis is next, so really excited to have it. We've got a caller. I believe it's my good friend Vicky. Vicky, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Vicky, thanks so much for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, I think, as you know, I am now a resident of the village after spending 20 years in Felicia's district, and don't appreciate your comment about the breakaway village of Waukesha.
That's me. That's on me.
Out here in the village.
I own that.
watch it. No, I just want to comment. The lady that's got the problem with the smoke, I think Wendy.
Yep.
Certainly it's something. I'm on one of the committees. I'm not speaking on behalf of the village. I'm not authorized to do that. But as a resident, I have been very pleased with the response from the boards, the village boards in this matter. And I think it's something that she should come, ahead of time, tell us that she's coming, and we'll make sure she can speak to the board and see if we can't help her with that.
Yeah.
We have changed ordinances recently.
Okay.
And this one might be helpful.
Vicky, before you go, can I ask just a quick question on that? Just because the rules must be different than possibly in the city of Waukesha, you do have to be a resident in the city of Waukesha to speak. Is that not the case then?
That is the case, but if they're alerted ahead of time and ask permission from the board, we could make sure that happened.
Okay.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah,
okay.
I appreciate
also, she
that,
could
so.
Write a letter and the letter could be read to everybody. I mean, it's certainly, I think the village is a very friendly place. I think the people on the boards are honest people, and I think they do a good job. And Alicia, when you were talking about what happened with the village, I think instead of a briefing, it'd be helpful if you talked to somebody from the village or came out to one of the meetings. You'd see that they're very interested in working in conjunction with the city, but sometimes the bigger dog barks louder and kind of turns off everyone else. So in that regard, I just think it'd be helpful if you knew a little more about what's going on.
Vicki, I'm really glad you called because I, you know, as long as I've known you, you're a person who gets things done. And so if it's okay, I'd love to be able to connect you with Vicki, if that's okay, sharing details and all that. And I think another thing, I think you two would really hit it off as well.
Very good.
Sounds great. Vicki Hackers, thanks so much for the call and looking forward to seeing you soon. And thanks for listening.
Okay. Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
You bet. Cheers. So.
Yeah, I appreciate her mentioning that because the day that I walked into the fire department was the day of the board meeting. I was standing in the lobby as all the board members were filing in, and I asked the police officer on duty, I said, what is going on? And he said, it's our board meeting. So good to know that that's an option. I would have loved to speak to them and let them know about this.
And in my experience as an alder, and Alicia can weigh in on this, is that, you know, a lot of things happen off the scenes. I mean, I know we have these, they're really good rules about walking quorums. I think it's no more than three alders can meet in without it being on an agenda and being considered a formal meeting.
Right.
But to sit down with an alder, to sit down with a mover and shaker like Vicki over a cup of coffee or breaking bread, that, you know, a lot of things can get done. And so I think while you're waiting to get that permission to appear before their board, it might be a great idea for you and Vicki to grab a cup of coffee sometime and have a chat and see, figure out best steps. Because like I said, it's during the break we were talking about, well, the neighborly thing would be for the two neighbors to talk and have a dialogue and have an agreement and have a solution. And that doesn't seem to be like the case. There's been a lot of non-responsiveness, right?
Correct.
Okay. So it would be nice. Yeah. So that I think I'm pleased to hear is a good path. And I was alluding earlier to the appointments to the committees, and that really is, I encourage everybody, including people like Wendy, to look at those opportunities. You know, talk to your alder, talk to Alicia, and see where there may be opportunities to serve, because a lot gets done in those committees, and it's great when we can attract talented professionals, well-educated people to make a difference. And so it's great to see that Vicki's doing that with the village of Waukesha. And terrific. So what's next? You had some other data that you'd compiled that you wanted to share.
Well, yeah, it's more just the health concerns. I think for me, being in a neighborhood where we have a lot of, you know, elderly out walking dogs, we have kids out playing, it can cause a lot of issues, I think, just from the carbon monoxide and the nitrogen oxides that are released. And people with lung cancer face even greater risks. So I just think from a public health safety concern, it should be something that's considered and maybe reconstructed as a different ordinance or done away with. The other solution might be to start providing services in the village like we have in the city of Waukesha. Yeah. I love the services that are provided in the city, where I can put my tree brush out on the curb and it's picked up annually. Mm-hmm. Or I can take it to the dump and repurposed for things like wood chips or mulch. Okay.
So when we come back for the final segment, Wendy's going to talk. We're going to talk more about some solutions for improving neighbor relations and public health. This week, Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. We are so excited to announce that we are a finalist in this year's Madison Magazine Best of Madison contest, and it's all thanks to you. Now, we're asking you to make us number one. Just go to WeikertLakePoint.com, click Best of Madison 2023, and follow the instructions to vote for us in the real estate category. That's www.weichert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is located on Atwood Avenue in the heart of Madison's East Side. Thanks so much for your love and support.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenaire.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We're back this week in Waukesha, and this lovely air is the rhapsody on a theme of Paganini that was featured in an iconic scene in the movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour, one of my father's favorite movies. And on previous shows this month, I've honored fallen heroes of mine who died in June, Robert Kennedy, Tim Russert, and today I remember with love perhaps my number one hero, my father, Martin Joseph Brown Jr., who passed away 2 years ago last Thursday. The son of Irish immigrants, he worked four jobs to pay for his college, was the first in his family to graduate from college, served our nation proudly in the Korean War, married to the greatest gal in the world for 66 years until his death, and they are reunited in heaven this year and remembered fondly on this beautiful day. And, you know, in reality, my father died on June 22nd, late at night, but because the coroner did not arrive until after midnight, he was officially declared deceased on June 23rd. So remember, you're not dead until the coroner says you're dead. But it actually works out in my hometown, because on June 22nd, hockey legend Rene Robert of the fabled French Connection of the Buffalo Sabres, arguably the greatest front line of the 70s and perhaps of all hockey history. And Wendy, when you come home, ask Justin if he knows who Rene Robert was, and that'll be the litmus test if he's a true hockey fan, because I know he is. So, but anyway, returning to this issue of neighbor relations, I want to know, too, is there a higher recourse? Is this something that, you know, you could go to the county Health and Human Services, which the county oversees? Have we looked at any recourse there, or has that been an option so far at this stage?
I have not gone that far, but okay. That would be a great question for them if this poses enough of a health concern.
Sure.
To redact this.
Yeah. And see who your county legislator is. I don't know how the maps are drawn, but there may be, your county legislator may also be covering the village. And so that could be an opportune moment, to, you know, again, appealing to a higher authority and maybe compel some things. But, I like the idea of connecting with Vicky, too, because, like I said, she's a mover and a shaker and a very, very active citizen. So,
yeah, it does sound like Vicky would be a great resource. That would be my next step for sure.
Yeah. So, and she also had some influence with my appointment to the council a few years ago. And so someone that, you know, she's passionate about local government, and as an accomplished realtor professional, and successful in other areas of her career, that, again, I think that's a great resource that we have with the village there. And for yourself, Wendy. And again, I think you too would really, you get along like a house on fire. So it'd be great. A lot of fun. So no pun intended. Yes. Thank you. I should have, wrong choice of words. So I need to consult with James Santel before I speak on these things. But in any event, are there other neighbors that have also expressed frustration?
Yes.
Around you. Okay,
yes.
So you're,
there's several properties along that line. So it's not just me. I know it's not just me, but
you're speaking for people in the neighborhood.
It's a complete neighborhood issue. you know, it's not just the health and safety. It's also, you know, the effect to the environment.
Right.
How are we affecting the ozone and yeah. things like that, releasing all these, you know, harmful chemicals into yeah. the air?
When you made a reference to the wildfires in Canada and the way they've mm-hmm. been impacting.
Mm-hmm. We've had air quality alerts for the last week and a half or so off and on because of that. And this is just contributing to it.
Sure. Absolutely. That's a great. And without prying too much into these neighbors, like, do they have young children or are they empty nesters or is it just one guy that lives alone?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. And that's got to be frustrating too. So, but, terrific. And then with the city, like I said, you've reached out to Alderman Daniel Mannion and now we're connecting you with Alicia. Are there other recourses with the city that can also be pursued in a positive way?
You know, unfortunately, probably not. I'm not necessarily a legal expert, but we can't, you know, we don't have jurisdiction in the village. Our ordinances are not relevant to sure. the citizens in the village of Waukesha. So we do have to kind of go by what their ordinances are. And, you know, kind of one of the things that I was saying is this ordinance, it exists, but it isn't clear what is and is not allowed. You know, when you're talking to the fire department, it sounds like they were, you know, a little bit vague too with you about, you know, what is and isn't allowed, when there's a burn ban, when there isn't a burn ban, those sorts of things. So, you know, one of the things, you know, next steps from my perspective for you, is to maybe connect with Vicki and see if we can get, maybe a little bit more clarification on what is meant by this ordinance. Maybe see if we can get it cleaned up on the village side so that it can be a little more specific. You know, Vicki did say they change ordinances all the time.
Right.
I would say that this needs to be clearer so that you know when you can call the fire department in the village and say, hey, they're clearly breaking this ordinance. Because right now, I wouldn't know if I could call or not.
And I apologize for my ignorance regarding if there is ongoing litigation, but could a potential like blue ribbon panel involving city and village of it could be elected a combination of elected officials and citizens about improving neighbor relations and border relations. Is that a possibility?
I mean, I think it would be hugely beneficial. I think that there are some tough feelings there on both sides. You know, that was. It was a fight, right? It was something where people had very strong opinions on both sides, and I think that some of those feelings are still there.
And I just had an idea. The office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown could be a resource here, so we could have some more people on the show. It'd be great to have Vicki on and maybe some leadership from the village and maybe Absolutely. Some other leadership from the city and see if that's a possibility. But continuing the dialogue is important.
Yeah, we're all neighbors, right? We all want to just have a really great southeastern Wisconsin, right?
We all inhabit the same earth.
Exactly.
We all cherish our children's future, and we all are mortal. Sorry.
Yes, we all want to live happily together, ideally. I would hope that's what most people want, at least.
That's true.
So if we could all just be good neighbors, that would be ideal. And so working together, I think, is important.
Sure. Hey, and before I forget, a couple news items, too, was that Rainbow Land teacher Melissa Temple has her hearing on July 12th, so keep posted on that. And then the trial for Kathleen Cummings that was supposed to begin last Monday was actually postponed. A new date has not been set, so we're keeping our eyes on that. But returning to our good friend Wendy Alton and Alicia Halbenslaven about neighbor relations involving the village. How much time we have left, Anastasia?
Just one minute.
Hey, and I forgot to do my Carroll Minute, but real quick, because I had a great meeting with Athletic Director Mike Shulis and really excited about moving forward on our broadcast of Carroll football here on WAUK in the fall. So more on that in the coming weeks. But final comments, Wendy.
So just one other thought on a solution would be maybe for the village to offer the services that we do enjoy in the city of Waukesha is plant and tree brush removal and access to the recycling center where that wood chips can be made into mulch or wood chips for parks in our county parks. We all enjoy our parks.
Or maybe a shared cooperative that helps mitigate some of those costs for the village residents.
Right.
So, terrific. So, Wendy Alton, Alder Alicia Halbenslaven, thanks so much for joining me today and this week in Waukesha. Enjoy this beautiful day. I'll be heading to the Heppner Horn VFW to see our Suffragettes of VSW do battle on the softball diamond. So, enjoy this Saturday. Safety is everyone's responsibility. See ya!
Bye, 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 bye.
Look
up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always